you for giving us a call at customer support. This is Sarah. Can I start by grabbing your zip code?
54652.
I'm sorry, repeat that, sir.
54652.
54652, thank you. And your first and last name, please?
Richard Heal.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Heal, I did locate your account. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
315 South Force.
Thank you. All right, give me 1 second. I'm getting your order loaded up here.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what that is.
All right, I'll be able to confirm that with you. Give me 1 second here, sir. Okay, thank you for being patient, sir. It's almost done loading. Give me 1 second.
They finally moved out. He and his nephew and the appliances are gone. Is the house currently rented?
The house is currently under rehab because they left it in such a state that we had to shell out $40,000 to rehab.
That's the way you bought it. See, that's my problem with you. You bought it and you bought it with you.
All right, sir. So this was for the kitchen equipment that you entered into win for the $5.74 back on December the 23rd?
I do not remember. I do not want to pay $67 or something for it.
Okay. Yeah, it's not billing you for the kitchen equipment. It's billing you for the voucher, but I'll explain to you the reason it was billed to you. That's why I want to ask first, did you enter into win for any kitchen equipment for $5.74 back on December 23rd?
I do not remember.
Okay. So, of course, whenever it was done, it was enrolled into a 3-day free trial. If you don't cancel it out, it's going to bill you the full retail price. I'm sorry, it's going to bill you for the discount membership price, which is $67.32. And what you receive with that is a $125 voucher that you're able to redeem off of our discount gadget store monthly.
I'm not interested.
Okay, I can.
My debit card.
Yes, sir. So the only way we could refund it all the way back is if you do a fraud claim. So if you didn't do the original purchase for $574, I can send you over to the fraud department. Would you like to do that?
Yes.
Okay. So as long as you,
I don't remember this.
Yes, sir. As long as you didn't do it, I understand if you don't remember it or not. But I mean, of course, it wasn't that long ago. So it was just about like last week. I'm not sure if you got an email offered to you for a free chance to win it or what that was.
I probably deleted it. If I did see it, I deleted it.
So are you saying you did do it, sir, and you just want to cancel it out?
I do not want to. It's not something I would have did. I want my money back. That's what I want.
Okay. I can cancel it out for you, sir, which stops all future charges, and I can provide you with a 35% courtesy refund off of the charge.
What do you mean 35% refund?
It's just a courtesy refund for you, sir.
Not giving me partial payment of my money.
Well, no, sir. We had authorization to bill you. We had authorization to bill you when you agreed to the terms when you placed the order for the kitchen equipment.
I did not think so.
Sir, it was in the terms of service. That was the only way you were able to enter into win for it.
I didn't see these terms of service, so refund my money.
The best is we can do is meet you halfway with it, sir, and give you a 50% refund to settle the account today.
That ain't going to work. Give me my 100% back. You can keep the fight out with whatever the hell it was, because I don't know anything about it.
Yes, sir. I understand. The voucher was already sent. Best as we can do is give you 50% back, sir.
Would you like my attorney's number?
No, sir. We don't need that number, of course. That wouldn't help us at all.
Oh, only I got your number, so hey, what is your name?
Yeah, that's all you need, right? Correct? My name is Sarah. My name is Sarah, S-A-R-A-H.
Yeah, I know how to spell Sarah. I'm not dumb.
Oh, I was just making sure you knew there was an H on the end. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
Yeah, refund my 100%.
Well, you got refunded for $67.32 for your misunderstanding, sir. Is there anything else I could do for you?
Well, when's it going to be back on my card?
3 to 5 business days.
Well, bullshit. You can take that out in fucking
3 to 5 business days, sir. Is there anything?
Yeah.
3 to 5 business days. You have a great holiday. Thank you so much for reaching out to customer support.
Fuck you, bitch.
Bye-bye. Enjoy your holiday.
Yeah, you too. Right up your ass.